Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I had heard at points they were leaning towards Mac Jones, but I still don't think we know. Maybe we'll get more information here. Who do you think bodes best for the Texans? If you're the Texans, which one would you rather see, or does it matter?
Yeah, no, look, I think Brock Purdy's the better quarterback, but yeah. The reality of it is I would rather face, with our front, our defense, the way they operate, I would rather face a guy with a bad foot, bad toe, whatever the hell's going on. With Brock Purdy, so I would rather face that than a guy that's 4-1. And if you watch, look, Mac Jones taking a lot of heat, but he's in a good system. He's smart enough to understand the approach. He's smart enough to understand that his running back is the guy he needs to get the ball to early and often. Even though George Kittle's back, so obviously that changes a bit. But I think I would rather face the guy that, because they're so similar in skill set. I would probably rather face the guy that's a bit hobbled, in hopes that I could knock him out of the game, in hopes that they let him practice all week and take the majority of the reps, I'd knock him out of the game. Now I get a quarterback in the game that hasn't practiced much this week. That would be ideal.
Yeah.
Unless he has been healthy full go all week long and fine, no hobble, no nothing, and he's taking all the starter reps, I would imagine they ride with Mac Jones and the hot hand.
Yeah, I mean, but ultimately they're both similar guys, yep. And their offense is their offense not going to shift in a major way if Brock comes back, right? This isn't like, oh, Lamar Jackson or Cooper Rush, who is going to play? Like, their offense is going to run the same, no matter who it is. So we'll see. Once we get more information on that, on who is going to be the guy. We will let you know that. All right. Listen, D'Amico is kind of been on edge, and we've talked about it. They're 2-4 right now. They've got a three-game homestand against three quality football teams. They start, obviously, Sunday against the 49ers, who are 5-2 and leading their division. Then they have the Broncos, who are 5-2, who are leading their division. And then they have Jacksonville, who's 4-3, who beat them earlier this year. My man's shaking his head like he just flashed back to that game already. Who beat you earlier this year? They're 4-3, and in the playoff hunt as well. So you got those three games at home, right? Like I think we'll know which way their season is going after these three games. And D'Amico, he spoke about this homestand and where his mind is. Here was D'Amico. When he talked to the fellas on Texans All Access.
Hey, it's always great to be home. Always great to be, you know, in your bed. Yeah. Always great to be in front of our fans. So we're excited to be home on this three-game stretch here and play some good opponents coming up. And we got to go out and just play better football. Yeah. That's the main thing for me, just being home or wherever you are. The execution doesn't change. Like, you got to be able to go out and play great football that our fans will be excited to see him.
That was DeMeco Hill. He's spoken about it a couple of times, Sam, man. I'm not even focused on all three. I'm focused on the 49ers, focused on play-by-play. But these three games are highly important, Clint. And, I can understand why he's been a bit on edge this week. You can hear it as he's talked with the media. One, there's frustration. You're being 2-4 and how they played, and it's not going the way that I think they thought it would go. But also, Clint, I think that DeMeco is well aware, and 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch, you may disagree with me, but I think DeMeco is fully aware that this three-game stretch is going to be a big point of where this season goes. And depending on how this goes, if it goes south, this three-game stretch, if it goes south where, I mean, they could win them all, they could lose them all, they could go whatever it is, but if it doesn't end in a situation where the Texans are feeling better about their season, I think that he is fully aware that there is going to be a major move made, at least major change made after this season ends, right? I'm not saying it's him. I'm not saying I think DeMeco is going to lose his job, but I think there's going to be major changes made because this is not at all what they planned for or expected. And if this thing goes south over the next three games, I think DeMeco knows, like, he may lose some of the power that he has. He may lose some. There's going to be significant changes.
Yeah, look, you got three games at home, and you've got no excuses. And the reality is you got to win two of them. I mean, you got to win two of them to have a chance. You got to win two of them to keep this thing alive. You got to win two of them to keep from going into the phase of hey man, how good a draft pick can we get? You know, yep. I mean that's ultimately where you're at. I mean, at some point in time, DeMeco Ryans is going to have to. The response of hey man, we just got to play better football is not going to be enough.
No,
right. And so this is a monster three game stretch. You win two of them, you can get this thing back on track. 4-5, you there's still some potential there of making some noise. You feel better about your product. I think that's the biggest thing with the Texans right now. Forget we talk too much about the playoffs and all that. Look, I think it's your best bet is a wild card at this point in time, obviously, and even that's a long shot when you look at the product that's on the field. How can you get the product on the field to give you some hope? And you know, there's no, you're at home. The noise is not a factor. Travel's not a factor. I'm sure we can lean in and probably will lean into the short week. That's really a non-factor. You know, you chose to draft two wide receivers and add them to that wide receiver room versus going and get veterans. Can they actually produce in a gotta-have-it situation? So, yes, it's a monster series, man. Monster series. Good thing is you got them at home.
The way you put that there.
Series, like I'm talking about an Astros series. Well, monster, I mean, three games.
Three-game homestand. Baseball again. But the way you put that, you said you're in the space of having a shot, feeling like you got a chance moving forward, or you're in a space of, I mean, we got to look at the draft pick. If they get into a space of we got to look at the draft pick, don't you think something major is going to happen? Like if they're in, like it's hard for me to see if they get into, all right, now it's more important what our draft pick is as opposed to us winning games every week. If they get to that space, Clint, I would imagine they're not just running it back, right? And I would imagine it's not just – like, I would imagine there's going to be significant change. And we know, like, however you feel about Kyle and Hannah, in the time I've been here, Clint, we know they're not afraid to pull the trigger, right? Like, I mean, they have – I mean – hey, David Culley up out of here. Bill O'Brien up out of here. Lovie Smith up out of here. They gave Bobby Slowick a new contract. You guys feel like we need to make a move? He's up out of here. They're not afraid to make moves. And listen, I'm not going to act like I know Cal and Hannah incredibly well. We've had a relationship with them. We've talked with them. We've talked to them on and off air.
Hold on, Joe.
One thing I know is – they want to win. Like they are not happy with what is happening right now. And they had the expectation that they were going to be winning. They've spent money, they've created and let them create a team that they felt was going to be winning. And if they get into a space where it's more closer to top 10 pick, I would imagine they're going to potentially pull the trigger and make some changes. So that's why, as you said, man, I think this is hugely important right now for D'Amico and this group.
Just in a sense of, you know, discussing making changes here, that's the difficult part, right? Again, we talked about it yesterday. You know, your general manager is and your head coach walk around locked at the hip talking about how great it is to work with each other and how everything's a collaborative decision. So how do you hold one accountable and not the other, right? I personally think D'Amico hired Bobby Slowick, and for whatever reason it didn't work out. It looks like it was a bad idea to fire him, but they do. And I personally believe that the hiring of Nick Caley is strongly influenced by Nick Caserio. And so it's one of those deals where you look up and you go, okay, if this season does turn into a situation where you got to make changes, how do you separate one from the other? Is it just who you like? You know what I mean? Is it
who you believe in more, I guess?
Yeah, I mean, look, I mean, there's clearly, I think there's probably more allegiance to and loyalty to D'Amico Rines. But, let's be honest. I mean, D'Amico has been just as big a part of the steady decline as anybody has. And so, you know, it's that's the fear of like making it's not your typical situation where your general manager's sitting up there going, you know, he's separated. He's on the field. He's on the field taking notes every day in athletic gear. I mean,
why'd you throw the athletic gear portion of it?
Well, I mean, I'm just painting the picture of how involved he is. I mean, he is. So, I mean, how do you when he's the one that ultimately hired the guy, when he is the one that I believe is why the whole Patriots of the South thing is still, whether they admit it or not, it's still some level of influence in the building. And it's gone. It's gone bad.
Patriots John Carroll.
There you go. How do you not? Yeah. You know, how do you separate the two? That's the fear of if you change. You know, how do you separate the two? And then you got a quarterback that many believe is the face of the, or at least has face of the franchise ability, and he's in year three, going into four, when he should be getting that contract. What do you do with him? Like, it's just it is a messy, messy situation if this thing, if that ends up happening.
But I think this is it right here. This three game stretch. I know D'Amico's one game at a time, and I understand that. But like you said, if they're able to go 2-1 in this stretch of the Niners, Broncos, and Jags,
you feel good about it.
And now, you're sitting there and you're 4-5, and you feel like, all right, man, we're still in it, and you're feeling good about things. God, I hope that is the case.
I mean, look, if you can take 2 of 3 from, what is that, 2 5-win teams and a 4-win team?
Yeah.
You know, if you can take 2 of 3 in that stretch of three games, we are going to feel significantly better about the product. That is the Houston Texans. And so, you know, whether you get the playoffs or not, you still feel better about the progress of what's going on around the building, and you can move in a direction. Boy, it's messy right now.
Text line posed a question from our previous segment.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Clint, they said CJ and Stingley speaking out. Does that indicate that DeMeco is losing the locker room, in your opinion?
I definitely think there's potential of that. I definitely think
I can't get there yet.
Losing the locker room is strong. I mean, I don't think he's a lose the locker room coach. I do think there is the belief in the decision making and what they're doing and saying is significantly lower than it has been the previous 2 years, and it's going the wrong direction. Like I think it's proof in that. Like when somebody sits up there, like to me, if I'm up there and somebody goes, hey, man, your head coach said that the problems are all post-snap, man. There ain't nothing to do with communication, man. Ain't no problem with the scheme and the communication. It's all post-snap. And I then go, well, no, I disagree with that. I think it is communication and pre-snap. Like, there's clearly a disconnect, right?
Which you guys watch film every week.
Right. Which before – I mean, these are just the kind of silly games that – and I don't cover the top teams, you know, on a daily basis, but – It just seems like, especially from the Stars, it just seems like it's rare. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm with you. Yeah, I've not heard a lot of. I guess Jalen Hurts and Nick Sirianni.
Yeah, what's going on? But look at what's going on in Philly. I mean, you know, the thought is AJ Brown wants out, and that's just been a circus. I mean, the whole time. I mean, it's been the lead story for 2 years now. He's reading books on the sideline and crap. They've just been able to win through it. So. You know, I think everybody's got their warts, if you will, but
we've not seen a lot of Jared Goff and Dan just absolutely disagreeing with each other,
right,
in the media. By the way, AJ Brown, he's been listed as out of this game. He hit the injury report late with a hamstring, and now he's out of this game against the Giants. So.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.